Hello and welcome to episode 29 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
Are you sure it's episode 29? I could go back and check in the archives. Hold on.
And with us today, we have a special guest.
Hi, this is Eddie. And by my calculations, 28 plus 1 does equal 29.
Okay, good. Thank you, Eddie. I knew I could count on somebody to give me a correct number there.
Third-party verification here.
Yes.
And
yes.
Eddie and I are sharing our microphones today because I'm still in California and at Eddie's place.
I'm also in California.
Yes. So
I'm also in California.
Hey! Who needs the internet?
Right.
And I don't have my audio files from my computer for the theme music and whatnot, so...
Go ahead.
Tim, you want to start
it? You guys sing it. I want to hear it.
Go ahead, Ray. I'll join in. That was great. That's perfect.
All right. But first, trivia for you. Tim, who was our winner from last week?
Our winner was Player 3. Yes, you're right, Player 3. It is... What was it?
Mario it is. A, it is indeed from Super Mario 64. The boss,
right.
the kind of the generic boss battle music used for multiple bosses. I don't know if I have any music to toss onto this episode, so I think we're going to take a week off for the trivia for you.
Just sing it.
join us next week, though, and we'll have a new song.
I know it.
You can't guess already. We haven't even put the podcast up.
Oh, man.
All right, moving along to our topic of the week. Ironically, every single time I go somewhere or I'm not around my Wii for about a week, a new Nintendo channel appears for us to take advantage of on the Wii.
And but not
a
you.
A new Nintendo channel or just a new channel?
A new channel, yeah. Okay. But specifically this time it was the Nintendo channel. What do you guys think about that?
It's awesome.
That's a very succinct answer, Tim. This podcast is clearly going to run past the 60-minute mark as long as we continue with that level
Keep
of commentary.
No, it's okay. I like that there's DS demos available to download. I tested that out with, what's that ninja game? I can't think tonight.
Ninja game?
The ninja game, Ninja Gaiden or something.
Oh, right, yeah.
And, I was going to say Ninja Gaiden, but I'm like, that's like 15 years ago. I think that's out of date. I'm bringing a really old reference in.
It's all in again. But yeah, it was pretty cool, and it worked well, and everything was great. I'm just not very happy with the setup and the thrust of the channel, which is watch our commercials. And by the way, we have a few DS demos hidden in here somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think what's going on, though, is that the channel's not really made for us who are on top of the gaming news.
Big
I think
surprise.
It's more for just the regular Wii customers who do not really know when games are coming out offhand. So, you know, they're going to hit the channel, they're going to see a cool movie for a game coming out, and they might be interested, and because they know all of us hardcore gamers, I guess, are going to poke around every menu and find the DS downloads and stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
But...
That would be me, I guess. That would I would say that I did enjoy getting a chance to look at some videos, specifically the Mario Kart television commercials. I got to watch those, and those are pretty funny. I don't ever watch television commercials because I have a TiVo, and so the times that I watch TV commercials is very, very rare. So it was kind of cool to see those ads and look at some previews for some of the games. The problem that I had with the channel was that because you're downloading these movies off the internet, essentially, you would get stuttering and buffering. Mm-hmm. You'd be watching it, and all of a sudden, it would just stop. Did my Wii crash and freeze, or and then it would start up again, and then it would stop? And I don't know if it's I have a pretty fast internet connection, so I don't really think that should be a problem. I don't quite understand. How it's an experience I've had with a lot of the Wii channels that are internet connected, where it just seems to take a really long time to do things that seem pretty simple.
Well, yeah, even booting up like the shop channel and stuff like that, it just takes sometimes takes forever, and it That is frustrating because it's like if you watch a YouTube video, you can start it and, you know, it could be a 10-minute
instantly,
video and
yeah,
it won't stop
yeah.
any point, you know, so.
And it's not like these are really high-resolution videos that we're streaming either.
I can live with buffering on my computer, but when I'm at a television set and I'm trying to watch something and it's essentially buffering, I don't suffer that. It doesn't, no, like I'm not, that is not okay to me. And even though it is just an ad.
Well, but that's the point is, especially since you're basically volunteering your time to watch Nintendo's advertisements.
Right, right.
You know, it's like if you're watching your favorite TV show and you happen to catch a few commercials, it's like, whatever. But you're like specifically saying, I want to watch your commercial. Sell me something.
Yeah.
And they can't even do that in a timely manner, you know? It's like, at least put the bandwidth forth to you know, brainwash us, you know, all in one piece.
One really positive thing about the channel for me is that there, for as much as I follow gaming news, there are a lot of games that I don't really pay attention to. So mm-hmm. when it's just kind of right there on the menu, I finally get to experience it. So I had a lot of fun immediately going and watching a High School Musical 2 demo. And then
he watched it many, many times.
I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
And then Hannah Montana Jam Sessions. I am getting that as soon as it comes out. Oh, it already is.
Did that tip you off that this channel was not for you?
Yeah. Are you saying something involved with the Wii is not for a hardcore gamer?
Is
that the message that I'm hearing? I find it a little odd, though, that it's called the Nintendo channel, but it has previews and it lets you look for games by other companies. I mean, that's
I'd say primarily other companies.
That's a good thing, but it seems a little odd that you would call it the Nintendo channel when it's actually a main thrust of it is looking for games made by Nintendo.
Yeah, I find it strange to call any channel the Nintendo channel since that's so, I mean, aren't they all Nintendo channels really?
Someone should not be getting a bonus for creativity over there.
Yeah, it's not very descriptive.
It was probably designed by the person who did the Wii clock. That's my guess.
Ray, what was your take on the music in the channel? I know you were looking forward to checking that out.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tim. The music on the intro screen is just retarded.
What?
In fact,
I liked it.
The whole intro screen is just terrible. Is that your... Yeah, well...
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
Get
hey,
to that
quiet. One. Quiet down there, buddy.
The intro
save that
video,
for later.
Right?
Right. Well, no... Are you
not
talking about...
Not the intro screen. Not
okay,
the intro screen.
Okay, okay. That's a whole different story. Yeah, the intro video was kind of neat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, it has a nice beat. I can dance to it.
Yeah, yeah.
The music is simple, and the little do re mi of the menus of clicking around the little buttons is pretty fun. But I don't think it's anything that really rivals like the Mi channel or the Wii Shop channel. It's not memorable for me, so it's passable. But
I'm gonna put it on my iPod and give it a 4-star rating.
Out of curiosity, guys, what channel aside from the disc channel do you use the most?
I would have to say the Everybody Votes channel.
Yeah,
me too. I still go back and check that every so often. That'd be my runner up.
I think we have unanimity. Here.
That we one have, thing, yes.
Yes,
we
yes,
have that
we,
one thing.
We have it here because I probably check that one the most of all the others. Just something like the Wii Shop channel is probably once every 2 weeks that I'll go to the mm-hmm. Wii Shop channel.
Yeah.
And so the Everybody Votes is a little more regular, every few days probably.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a little, I kind of hate that I'm addicted to that channel because I've gotten in on every single vote, I believe, since the beginning. And I feel like I can't break that streak, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if I go on vacation for, you know, a week or something.
That's me.
Like, the last thing I do before I leave is make sure I'm current on all my votes, and then I know I'll be back in time to, you know, catch all three that during that week or whatever. And
you don't want the Guinness people to show up unexpectedly and find out that you missed a week and you're out of the book.
Broke the streak. No. Yeah. So it's like one day I'm gonna miss one, and I'm gonna be like, oh, thank goodness, I never have to go to this channel again.
Yeah. Because
that's the only reason I do it.
What if they put up a question that you just found so awful that you're like, I can't vote in this. I have to abstain.
Well, there are a lot of questions that are like that, and I vote anyway. I mean, there's questions like true false questions, and it's like, why are you asking people's opinion on whether they know whether this is a fact? Like, there was one recently
about something like, with was it a fruit or not? Like, is pineapple a fruit? Yes, yeah. Or true or false?
It's like, it's like, okay, I'll Google it and find the real answer. You know. And,
well, I did like the cheesecake one. Is cheesecake a cake or a pie?
Yes,
that was a good. That was a great question.
It's a very controversial. Countries have been invaded for lesser than that.
I keep waiting for the presidential candidates to answer that for me.
Well,
the
latest one was, can elephants purr like kittens? And I'm like, that is so outrageous that it must be true, but I'll Google it just to make sure. Yes, they do purr. So it's like, well...
But do they purr like kittens or do they just purr?
Well,
I mean, there's a
purr
difference.
Like a kitten.
What if they purred like tigers, you know?
But, yeah, it's interesting. The Nintendo channel doesn't really do a whole lot for me, but I guess if there's, you know, a demo of a DS game that I'd like to try out, I'll check it out for that reason only, I think.
Is there any possibility that they'll have demos of non-DS games, demos of Wii games?
No.
There's
no chance.
Never.
There's no way. Oh,
thanks, guys.
Sorry.
It's
one of those things where it'll just never happen.
Well, maybe for a WiiWare game. I think they might have those.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, moving along, Comic Talk. This week we had Ray doing his filling out applications and Smash Bros. Awareness.
Yeah, let me say, you know, last week you hinted that one of us would be in the comic. We don't know which one. And
they
I said,
didn't.
I honestly, I did not know, and I was confused why you both seemed so certain that we would know because had no idea.
Here's a challenge to somebody out there: go through all of our comics and count the number of appearances per panel. I think I'd say each one of us has had, and Ray's got to be 2-1 over me. I think.
It sounds like you're just trying to generate page views, in my opinion. This is
Everybody
a scam.
Go. Traffic is down.
Have we ever had? We've never had a comic with just Tim in it, have we?
I don't think so. Unless
Somebody's
you count the, my me character, but
that's true. Yeah.
Don't count my me when you count our appearances. but no, it was a good comic. Yeah. I'll admit it was good. It was.
I love how Ray speaks about himself in the third person here. Like, well, okay, so in today's comic, we saw Ray.
Well, it's not, like technically me. It's, like, the...
Yes, it is.
...cartoon, I guess. it's like if I...
Well, it's like in Penny Arcade, it's not really them. They have different names, and they look way different, and this is pretty much how you look. You don't have a mouth.
Well, hold on, though, because... Wait. See, like, if I punched you in the comic, it wouldn't be like, wow, Ray punched him in real life. You'd be like, oh, Ray punched him. In the comic. So I guess what I'm referring to, it's like, oh, Ray in the comic. Like, he's a different thing.
Yeah, but those graphs are almost, you know, true to life, and your tumors on your elbows are pretty much that giant. And,
see, that,
know,
is,
I mean,
that is the question, Eddie. How close are the graphs to the real life?
Oh,
like, are those graphs all accurate?
I would venture that they're pretty accurate.
Yeah, I think.
Why wouldn't they be? I mean, we all know that you play the game a lot. But why is this even a question?
Yeah, I think you did send me the real graphs, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you never said anything back to me, so I just assumed you were appalled.
Well, I think I did mention that we should use fake ones only to fill in those couple days where you didn't play at all, because I figured the comic would be, I guess, people would be like, well, why didn't he play that day instead of...
Right.
You know, the point is he plays way too much.
I'd be calling him up and be like, Ray, how dare you?
Yeah,
you didn't play one day.
Yeah.
The way this comic came about was we were joking about making a graph where I play Mario Kart and then I just go right back to my normal brawl routine after, you know, months on end. And then eventually we're like, it's funny, but it needs a little bit more. And so we expanded upon it, which will take me to Comic Talk. I'm sorry, no. I'm way off.
We were in
suggestion box. For every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Obscure Larry, who said, The weird part is that if you didn't play Smash Brothers, you could check no on the addiction box, but you would have to check yes on the have you committed a crime box. Have you ever been convicted of a crime? Yes. If so, please list. Haven't played enough Smash Brothers.
Yeah, and that was great.
And I was like, that is really funny. I think that's the first time where I'm like, this, I think, would almost be funnier than the last panel that we had. Like, that would actually be a funnier comic than the one we had. So
you're fired, Obscure Larry is hired.
No, Tim's fired. He's the script writer, so we're safe here. Obscure Larry, come on board, man.
We did get a little discussion going between a couple of our readers about replacing both of us.
Are you shaving over there, Tim?
I'm kind of multitasking, you know? No, that was the dryer. It's kind of loud. My wife's doing laundry.
But not the dishes this time, thankfully.
It's every time we do a podcast, my wife is doing, you know, some housework and showing what a good wife she is.
I think you're actually doing the chores while you're doing the podcast. No, no. That's just your excuse.
What was I saying? Oh, we did have a discussion about a 2-piece start mutiny. Forget who it was, but we were going to get overtaken by a couple of our readers, and they were just going to replace us all together.
Was it Devin?
Yeah, DJ and Devin.
Watch out.
Well, their IPs are officially banned, and they can never visit the site again. Yeah, I have a couple of comments of the week, if I may.
Yeah, blast through them.
My first one goes to Lewellick, who, in comment 16 to my latest blog post about the helping animals versus helping humans vote on the Everyone Votes channel. He basically rewrote my entire post in the comment, but changed it up so it was something along the lines of, am I the only one who finds the results of this picture just a little sad? Where are your priorities, Tim? Can someone please explain to me why, if given a choice to play Mario Kart Wii or use the Everyone Votes channel, you would choose the vote channel over an actual game? And he continued from there and basically took my examples, and it was pretty great.
Yeah, that was nice.
And he even kept my spelling error, which is my follow-up comment of the week, which goes to Dr. Game, who said, well, I'll say what he said, and then I'll say what he meant to say. He said, oh, and you wessed Anne Warg. It shalled have been if given a choice. And I think he meant to say you used the word an instead of a when I said if given a choice. I said if given an choice.
Oh.
And, I just find it slightly ironic.
Wait, a grammatical error on the internet. Let us just note this unique moment.
Well, I usually don't make errors, and if I do, I go back and fix them, but I actually didn't catch, I saw what he said, and I didn't know what he was talking about until like half an hour ago, so I did go back and fix it, but I find it ironic that the person who both found the error and corrected me, Ray, you know where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Was Dr. Game, you know, a faithful reader, we love him, but I don't think I've ever seen a grammatically correct comment. In fact, I often have a hard time understanding what he's trying to say because there's so many grammatical errors.
So maybe he wasn't making fun of you at all. Maybe he was just typing the message and it just came out looking terrible anyways.
I don't know, and I don't mean any disrespect. I think
how can he be
else...
a doctor with that kind of grammar? What the heck? I mean, who's giving out these doctorates? Because I want one.
But that was pretty funny.
There's a website
to me.
You can go for that.
I was just like, you gotta be kidding me.
Eddie, did you have comment of the week?
You know what? Let me go post a comment really quick. And then I'm gonna choose that for my comment of the week. Would that work?
All right. Everybody look out. It's time for the most haunted segment of the 2-Piece Start Live broadcast. The dreaded Black Doom Award. Oh, every week, Tim and I both make a... Oh, man, I don't have the script. I'm off. How do I do this?
It's all scripted. The whole show is a sham.
Every week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever made. Wave. I mean, Black Doom.
I mean, DJ with a bunch of numbers after it.
All right, who wants to go first?
I do.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Okay. I just want to do mine because I don't want someone else to have it in front of me.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
But my Black Doom award is going to the Nintendo channel.
Okay. Oh.
Here's why.
Just kidding.
Because the logo of the Nintendo channel, like the title screen, is like the laziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Is it like the circles or something?
No, it's not even that. It's that it just says Nintendo Channel in like a basic font and a little reflection. Like, oh, look, there's a reflection. I've never seen that before. Oh, you know, default filter number 2 on Photoshop here. Oh, little reflection. But, I mean, it's like it's the Nintendo Channel, right? Why don't you use that like the Nintendo logo at the least, like the red circle, or if you're that lazy, the black circle. But no, it's like someone just typed it in, and it was like, well, I'll design something cooler later. And then some manager came along and said, you know, we need to launch this channel tomorrow. And they're like, oh, I don't have time to do a title screen, so we'll just go with the basic.
But see, I like to think because this channel was out in Japan for several months now. And we've just been waiting to get it over here. So I like to think that the preview screen is what delayed it all that time. They were working so hard on that intro screen. They finally perfected it, and now it's available. And then you just got to hate on it like that.
It's
well,
bad.
You know,
it is
that
bad.
That little reflection. I kind of like. I'm like, is there something wrong with my TV? Like, it was so slight. It was barely even there. I'm like, they really put that there, and I can just barely even see it. And, you know, you're right, Eddie. If they're going to call it the Nintendo Channel, which is a stupid name to begin with, but they're basically saying this is the channel, right? I mean,
yeah, own it.
We're putting our company's name on it, and that's what it is. And yeah, the kind of let us down there, I think.
All right, well, my Black Doom Award goes to Rosie Millard.
Oh. Ooh.
Is this yours?
No.
Okay. Don't scam me like that. This was on the Daily Mail website, which the title of the article she wrote is Nintendo Don't, How I Watched My Children Turn Into Monsters the Minute I Bought Them a Computer Game. It's pretty long, so I won't read it, obviously. But
that's a clever title, though. I see what she did there with the word Nintendo.
Oh, those newspaper headline writers. So creative.
The gist of this article is that she has 4 children who are dying to have a Nintendo DS, and she finally broke down and bought it for them so that they would finally be happy. But oh, in reality, though, it ended up just destroying their family. They were crying about it all the time, and whenever they lost the charger, she was glad and happy, and then they would find it again, and they would just start throwing fights over it, and they wouldn't come eat dinner quick enough. But the point of the Black Doom Award here goes to the bottom section here, because she's been hating on this thing the entire time. She's hated it from the start, and she's talking about how the kids are playing stupid pony games on it, so basically she decided she needed to just get rid of it. That there was no way to get rid of this, there was no way to end this without just getting rid of it. So she thought about giving it to her sister, I believe.
She thought about it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
rejected
yeah.
that on the grounds of quote-unquote child cruelty.
Quote, I considered selling it on eBay, but rejected that on the grounds that I didn't want to waste any more of my energy on the hideous thing. In the end, last week, I walked into my local branch of Cancer Research UK and gave it away. Would you like this Nintendo, I said? In perfect condition, with a bundle of 20 games, plus charger. Now, how did they get 20 games? If she hated this thing so much, and she, like, would take it away from them, how did she ever let them get 20 games out of it somehow? Like, I don't even have 20 DS games.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like she's just a crappy mom.
Right.
That toy makes their life miserable. No, bad parenting makes your life miserable. If you don't know how to get your kids to sit down at the dinner table, then I don't think you're a very good parent.
Well, she tried to take the easy way out. She bought it on the internet from Hong Kong, and it was bundled with 20 games.
Ah.
See, there's this thing called reading the rest of the story. I try and do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much would that have cost?
She says it was. Games? She says it was 150 pounds. I don't know what the conversion rate is offhand.
It must have had a 20-in-1 type of, you know, pirated Chinese game on it or something.
That's what turned them into demons, monsters. I mean, she literally calls it an infernal device.
And there's like 60 million of these things sold in the
right,
world.
Yeah.
They had a habitual regime of a 10-minute morning music practice, and that had been abandoned.
Well, all it right. Sounds like,
so I failed on the 20 games, but I'm still quite bitter about the things that she said in the article anyway. So it still holds, but I'm definitely smacked down by Eddie over here.
Well, the article is pretty awful. I think that your Black Doom Award stands. I mean, listen to this part. It was 8 in the morning. No one had eaten breakfast. The curtains had not been opened. The beds had not been made. The dog had not been walked. The entire mood was one of anger, confrontation, pain, and frustration. I mean, don't you hate it when it's 8 in the morning and all those things haven't been done? Because apparently someone has been playing FIFA 08 and My Little Pony. Oh my gosh. You know, if your kids, you know, she's all upset, like, oh, well, I took it away and my kids cried. Like, where have you been? Yes, when you tell your kids they can't do something fun and they have to do something responsible, they get upset. I mean, that's just, like, normal.
That's life.
You know, deal with it.
Yes, I agree.
All right, Tim, what's your Black Doom Award?
Well, my Black Doom Award is going to go to Matt Casamassina.
Oh, awesome.
Whoa,
let's
what?
Bag on that dude some more.
We do bag on him a lot.
We'll add another chain to our...
We're never going to get invited to his house, you realize this. But I just think he kind of needs to shut up for once about Kid Icarus. I know that he knows that there's a Kid Icarus game, and I know he's excited about it. And I know he's told us about it like 100 times already, but why does he keep mentioning it and say, well, I can't really say much. Nothing's official. The game is coming out, and I do know, I have seen it, and you're going to, it's awesome. But I can't say, it's like, yeah, you're privileged. We know you work at IGN, and you get to see games before they come out, and you get to play them, and you're really cool, and none of us are, but you know, get over it. We know there's a Kid Icarus game at this point, and we'll see it at E3. Thank you. If you have nothing else to tell us new about the game, then just
then don't bring
stop
it up
talking.
And wave it in front of
yeah,
our faces.
Yeah, it's getting a little annoying.
It's like a McCarthy thing where it's like, oh, I have this book that has the names of these communists in it, but I'm not going to show it to you, you know? Don't
but I have
me.
It.
Yeah.
And for the record, I'm still not convinced there's a Kid Icarus game, just to put it out there.
Oh, of course there is. Did you see the concept art that was out there? The
no.
Supposed concept art?
No.
There's some really ugly Kid Icaruses, I'll tell you that. One of them looks like Conan the Barbarian with wings. I'm not kidding.
I really hope they don't
go with that version. But there was a story, like a rumor going around that they were going to make him a fallen angel that was kicked out of heaven, and now he's this brooding hero type of character and kind of that cliched Final Fantasy storyline or something like that, you know?
I'm going to lay down the idea that he's going to look just like he does in Brawl right now.
I would hope so.
Because I remember an interview with...
Wait, he's in Brawl? Oh, God, spoiled!
Well, I think they did a great job with that character model because it kind of... to some extent, feels like it could be from an 8-bit type of game. Like, it feels like it could be that character. It's not so overdone. You know, he doesn't look like a man. He still looks kind of like a kid.
Well, how
you
old
know?
Is he supposed to be?
He's a kid.
Yeah, so, I mean, the some of his concept art, he looks like he's in his late 20s.
Yeah, it's Man Icarus. The sequel to Kid Icarus.
Well, that'll do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic at 2pstart.com, and every Monday for another podcast just like the one you heard here, except better and with music. With that, he's Tim.
And he's Eddie.
And he's Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye. Now you gotta sing the ending music.
How does it go again?
Then it fades out.
There you go. Oh, I wasn't recording. Darn it.